Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In a city where roughly 1.5 million women have never been married, is it okay to want to be single? Joining me now is WNYC's Elsa Chang. She's usually our criminal justice reporter, but next Friday she'll also be hosting a special green space event about single women in New York City. Hey, Elsa.
Hey there.
And listeners, the phone lines are open for the next few minutes for women who are single by choice. If you're not looking, not tuning into our weekly series this month on online dating, give us a call and tell us how you've come to that decision. Would you say you're single at heart? Are there still stigmas attached to the single life, even in a city like New York where so many women have never been married? And while we have you on the line, what do you think about the term spinster? I'll tell you in a minute why we ask. Is that a term you would use to describe yourself? And what do you think when you're labeled that way? So any of those questions for you, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Elsa, census data found that New York State, and New York City in particular, has more never married women than anywhere else in the country. Is this just statistic possibly right? Nearly 42% of all the women in the five boroughs have never been married.
That's right. Well, technically, it's females 15 or older, but absolutely, New York City, and because of that, New York State is the most single women heavy state in the country. The opposite end is Wyoming, which has only about 20% females 15 and older who have never been married. But that's why we're doing this event. You know, we've never had more single women than ever. Right now is a time to examine issues why stigma still attaches, stereotypes still attach to being single. You know, we keep a lot of judgments about religion, skin color, sexual orientation mostly to ourselves, but single women constantly hear that happiness and meaning are only possible through pairing with someone, that you're better off in a couple than being alone. And we want to unpack that next Friday in the green space to ask the question, is it time for a different way to perceive unmarried women and a different way to treat them?
And there's a video up on our website of people's reactions to this particular stereotype. We have a short montage of their responses. Do you want to set this up for us?
Yeah. My colleagues, WNYC's Kathleen Horan in the newsroom, and our videographer, Amy Pearl, basically went around the city and asked, how do you define the word spinster? And the whole idea behind this project is, can single women reclaim the phrase spinster the way the gay community has reclaimed the word queer? You know, you take ownership over a word, you say, yeah, that's me, you rip away power from the people flinging at you as an insult. So can single women do that to the word spinster? Listen to New Yorkers on their perspectives on what a spinster is.
She doesn't have a man. She lives alone, and she's unhappy.
From my experience, women still want a man companion.
I think it's a very old-fashioned word that doesn't describe, you know, women today.
So some of the people Kathleen Horan talked to for the video, and some didn't know what a spinster was. Did
That's
that surprise
right.
you?
It did. It did surprise me. I mean, it is an old-fashioned term. It actually originated sometime in, I think, the 19th century, where women who wanted to live a more morally upright life decided that being with a man wasn't going to get them there. And these are women who employed themselves by spinning wool, and they became known as spinsters.
Spinner, the female version of spinner, that's where the word derives from, not the exercise routine, the
right.
other kind of spinning. Bernadette in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bernadette.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm thrilled as punch to be single and have no interest in getting married ever. I'm 55 years old. Love the word spinster. Could care less. I agree with, I'm sorry I didn't hear your name because I was on hold.
Elsa Chang.
Oh, Elsa. Great. I totally agree with you. It says more about the person who's saying it than the person who they're saying it to. So I'm a happy single babe. I've traveled the world. I love my work. And life is exciting.
Thank you very much. ready to reclaim the word spinster.
That's right. And it's so great to hear that. I mean, New York City has so many single people. A lot of sociologists have actually said, most recently, Eric Kleinenberg in his book, Going Solo, that because there are so many single people in New York City who live alone, there's actually this outward energy that happens. People tend to be more social. They connect with the world around them. They're more civically engaged. They're more politically active. They volunteer more. They go to bars and restaurants. And that kind of energy creates this great public culture that New York City is known for.
Katie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. What are you thinking?
I think you make some really great points. I'm not even 30 yet, but I think coming from a Midwestern community where I am seen as a spinster back home,
wow.
I think it can be liberating to be here. But I think, you know, it's a give-and-take relationship where either you have your friends that are all coupled off and you're kind of like isolated from that group. I mean, I'm sure many women have seen their friends come and go once they have a boyfriend. But I think it can also be a really liberating and exciting experience being with your single friends and going out, and you can really have some amazing times together. So I just think it's a balance. And like the last caller, it's all about your perspective and how you look at it.
Katie, thank you. Spinster in her 20s, according to her.
Absolutely.
Midwest community.
I think that's such a perfect word, balance. You know, just to let all our listeners know, when you sign up for tickets for this event next week in the green space, we want to hear stories from you. We're going to contact you, collect your stories, because we're going to have a few of you get up on stage and share your stories about your experiences being a single woman in New York City. And we're interested in, you know, how does your family respond to you being unmarried, especially if you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, or 60s? Or how does your family respond to you if you're someone like me, a first-generation child of immigrants? You're in this vibrant modern city where anything goes, but you're often clashing with parents from a more traditional culture. I mean, my father, there is no end to conversations about when am I going to get married? I'm 36. I mean, my declining fertility is the constant issue of conversation with my parents every week on the phone. So we want to hear stories like that. How do you balance your choice to be single with what other people expect out of your life?
Donna in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you? I love this topic. It's one I've often thought about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my 60s. I've never married. I'm with a guy. I've been with him for 10 years, but we don't live together, which is why we're still together, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a varied and very interesting social life and love life, I would say. And one of the reasons I've never married is that I grew up in the 60s and marriage was one option, but it wasn't the only option. And another reason is that my mother, who had five children and never wanted any, said to me once, when I was about 12, you know, there are other things you can do besides get married. Look at my older sister. She's traveled the world. She works. She has her own house. She's happy. And she's never been married. So the message was, she's happy. And I'm not so happy, you know. She loved my dad. They were married for over 50 years and loved each other very much, but it was a difficult relationship. And I looked at that, and I also have, out of three other sisters, two of them have been married and divorced three times. And I look at that, and I think, not so much. So I think the previous caller was right. In the Midwest, I'm from the Midwest also, from mm-hmm. Kansas City. And, it's a fairly unusual situation not to have been married there. But here, one feels pretty comfortable. And when I think about leaving New York, that's one of the things I consider.
Absolutely. One of the great things about New York, people with so many different lifestyles can be accepted. Donna, thank you very much. And so really we've had people, Elsa, in three different categories. Katie's younger and, you know, interested in relationships. I think the first caller, it sounded like she's not even really interested in relationships. This caller, in her 60s, has a boyfriend for 10 years, but not getting married, and people still consider her a spinster.
That's right. Well, you know, being single means so many different things these days. It could mean someone who wants to be married but is still in search of that perfect Mr. Right. It could be someone who's divorced, who's widowed, who is in a committed relationship but doesn't want to get married, a gay or lesbian individual who is in a relationship and hasn't been married yet. Or it could be someone who's just decided, I can live my best life by being an independent soul, that I don't want to couple up with somebody. And actually, listeners, when you sign up for tickets, we're going to have you take a survey. It's called the Single at Heart Survey. It's been designed by this social psychologist at UC Santa Barbara named Bella DiPaolo. And basically, it's about 15 or so questions that measures you along this spectrum between a person at one end who believes the best life lived is a life in a couple versus a person on the other end of the spectrum who believes a single life is the most authentic and meaningful life. So take a minute to answer those questions and figure out where you land on that spectrum between a coupled person and a single at heart person.
And we have a link to that survey on our website as well. On WNYC.org, just click on Brian Lehrer Show to take that survey. So what determines who is single at heart?
That's a great question. So DiPaolo actually published a few of her results. She analyzed about 1,200 respondents to the survey. And the findings aren't shocking, but it's wonderful to see them all grouped together to get an idea of what makes somebody single at heart. So in general, she found that these are people who have a real appreciation for having time and space to themselves. They're people who like making decisions on their own, who like to solve their own problems and take ownership over the consequences of their decisions. They're people who like sleeping alone. They're people who tend to be more private. They don't tend to need to process their problems and share their problems with the world in order to figure out ways to get around those problems. And they're people who have friends and relatives in their lives that fulfill all kinds of different needs rather than one person who is everything to them all the time. So, you know, obviously these aren't the only parameters for what measures a single at heart person, but they're examples that you can sort of bounce off of and think, does that count me in? Am I a single at heart person?
Anne in the East Village, you're on WNYC. We have about 30 seconds for you.
Good morning. I'm 52. I've pretty much given up, and you get older and wiser and fussier. But I've been watching this show on HBO called Girls about 20-somethings who are single. And, oh, my God, I'm so glad I'm single at this age than now. I just think it's just horrendous. I wouldn't put up with half the crap these young 20-somethings are in this show.
Anne, thank you very much. There's a link on the Brian Lehrer Show page. Just go to WNYC.org to get more information about the event next Friday, hosted by Elsa Chang at the Green Space. Who'll be your guests?
We're going to have two comedians, and we're actually going to have a storyteller from The Moth. She's a story slam winner, and she's going to be kind of telling her own story about her experiences being single in New York. And we're going to have all of you there with a subset of you sharing your own stories on stage for the audience.
Aha. Uh-huh. So comedians and storytellers. I thought you were going to say sociologists and demographers.
Mm-mm, this is going to be a lot more fun. I mean, we'll throw a little bit of data at you just to make it seem a little bit newsy, but we want this to be a storytelling, sharing experience for everybody.
And you think New York women are more single at heart than elsewhere? Is that what the survey results show?
That's a good question. I'll have to ask DiPaolo if there's a regional trend there.
All right. We will see. Join WNYC's Elsa Chang next Friday night in the Green Space. Thanks a lot, Elsa.
You're welcome.
And have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you join me back here Monday morning.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Now put your hands up. Up in the club. Just broke up. She's doing her own little thing. She decided to dip. Now you want a trip. Trust another brother noticed her. She's up on him, he up on her. Don't pay him any attention, 'cause she cried her tears after 3 good years. You can't be mad at her, 'cause if you like a thing, you should've put a ring on it. If you like a thing, you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad once you see that he.